This is Colourful Radio.
So tonight, our guest is someone I've been wanting to interview for a while, actually. Got his album sort of late part of 2008, October, November time. And the album hit number 5 on our top 5, top 75 of 2008 charts, so it was big things. So he's got an amazing album out at the moment, If These Walls Could Talk. Darian, are you there live from NYC?
Yes, sir. What's going on?
Let's just turn these mics up a little, yeah? Cool, man. So thanks for joining us tonight, yeah? So you're live from NYC, yeah?
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate that, for real.
That's no problem. We're going to get into your album because, you know, straight and simple, it's incredible.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate that, man. We put a lot of work into that, man. So it's really good to feel like, you know, that it's been received in that way, man, for real.
Yeah, yeah. So thanks for joining us tonight. It's a fabulous album. And so tell us about the album, yeah? Your influences and inspirations behind it.
I mean, I'm influenced by so many different people and so many different genres, really. I mean, obviously, I know there's going to be a lot of, like, comparisons made to some of the people that I walk in the lines of. Like, you know, I mean, obviously influenced by Stevie Wonder, Donny Hathaway, you know, a lot of the very strong vocal artists, and also for their writing style as well, you know. But I also came from a hip-hop background because I started off as an MC, so,
all right, yeah.
You know, my songwriting process is kind of like that of an MC, where I think of stories and, you know, just putting together the, you know, just a picture for you, you know, in addition to the melodies and the vocals, you know.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, that leads me back to, like, Tribe Called Quest, and, you know, so like I said, it kind of varies quite a bit.
Mm. A lot of beats on the album. You can hear that hip-hop influence, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Even the people that were played on the album as well, you know, a lot of the people that I had hired as musicians, etc., they also have those influences, so I think permeates throughout, you know.
Yeah. I was going to say, who did you work with on the album then?
We worked with a group of people. I mean, there were some people that were local, which were people in my band. You know, Robert Stevens, my musical director, Nate Jones on bass, Derek Wright. These are all people that are players in the area that are well-known for working with different artists. But as far as producers, we worked with a producer called Philosophy. He did a lot of the live stuff, like Composure, the basis for those tracks came from his original sketches, like Composure, My Door, and all kinds of things. I worked with a producer actually out there in the UK named Soul Persona. He did Show Ya, and he also, I have a track out with him right now as well that is called, a couple of tracks that are going to be on his new album, I should say, which is Don't Go, and a number of other joints. I also worked with a cat named Noel Zancanella. He did Gone, and he did Saturday, and Terry Lewis, who did Season. So, like I said, it's varied. Nobody, I would say, like, we're not like a major act, so it's not we can go out and pull these huge producers. But actually, that gives us the liberties to get to work with people that may not be known, but just have these amazing skills as producers and just have amazing tracks. So that gives us a lot of liberty to work with whoever we want to work with.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. So we've been playing the album for, what, 5-6 months now, I think? And at the latter part of 2008, we did, like, the top 75 rundown of the year chart. So it's only quality music gets in that, you know?
Right.
The top five, yeah? Your album only just came behind Eric Benet and what was the other album? Q-Tip.
Oh, that's what's up.
So,
good company, man.
Exactly. There was a whole host of albums, obviously, released, you know, in 2008. And you beat people like Music Soul Child, you know, Anthony Hamilton, people like that. So with an album on the independent tip coming, that's crazy, you know, straight into number 5.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I'm this is all stuff I didn't know. So I'm like, I'm sitting here, like, just for the first time hearing it. I'm excited, yeah, man. That's great. Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of difficult for me to get the album in the first place, but once I got it, wow. And I imagine that's been the same for, you know, a lot of other people as well. So, you know, to get number 5, it's all good.
Yeah, it's been received really well. I mean, you know, all the press that we've been getting back has been really good. So I'm very thankful for that, you know.
Yeah.
It's really now that we want to start gigging, you know. I'm just excited for opportunities like this one where I get to at least talk to the people that are spinning the music and giving it the love, man, you know, and just get the vibe with you all.
Yeah. So is the album out now in the UK?
Yes, it's actually out at Soul Brother Records. They have it, and you know, it's out in iTunes.
Oh yeah, we know Soul Brothers. That's so for everyone listening in. Yeah, that's Soul Brother Records in Putney. You know that joint down in, of course, in London, down there near Fulham, and they've got a whole heap of the albums. Yeah. So if you're having trouble trying to get it on the net and all that sort of stuff, which you shouldn't do now, you should be able to get it on Amazon and, what, CD Baby?
Amazon and CD Baby has it. And again, you know, if you're into the download, then that's iTunes UK has that as well. And Rhapsody also, it's on Rhapsody.
Yeah. But if you want to buy it in that, you know, that nice import packet, you know?
Packet. And get the artwork. There's like a 10-page booklet with it, so I encourage everyone to go out and get the artwork. It has all the lyrics. I'm from the school of, like, I like to read the liner notes, so we put together the album artwork, and that way we get all the lyrics, you get, you know, you get to know who was working with me on the album, you know, and, you know, just a little bit of insight into thank yous and things like that, you know. I think it's always good to get that hard copy business, that's what I like anyway.
Yeah. And do you know what? Do you know why I think it's been so critically acclaimed as well from the, you know, the real sort of black music press in this country? Is because from track number 1 to track 16, it's just solid all the way through. Now, there's not many albums that you get like that nowadays. So it's nice that you've come with an album which you can just, you know, bump a different joint every day.
That's what's good, man. Yeah, I mean, you know, for the way we tried to approach it was, I mean, you know, we got a lot of different words of opinion. You know, some people were like, don't make a long album, make a short album, just make sure it's quality cuts, etc. And I mean, it was never going to be an option for us to put any fillers. I mean, everything that was on there were songs that I felt were strong in one way or another, or at least, you know, were had a message of some sort. And I never wanted to try and put something together just to fill it out, you know. It took us a little bit longer than would have liked because of that, but, you know, just the fact that you take notice, or people take notice that you know, all the tracks were put together like that, man, lets me know that we were on the right track with it.
Yeah. Well, the way that it's come out, I'm glad you spent more time on it. So from cut number 1 to 16, you know, I don't know which ones to play tonight. You're going to have to help me out there.
All right, well, you know, maybe just to let them in, to let them get a feel of how the album starts off, we start with cut number 1, and then we'll pick it up from there.
Do you know what? I was going to say that. What's that? Just Can't Wait, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. What a tune. Now, you know what? The tracks have been playing them for months now, and it smooths out my show every week. And I tell you what, the main thing, the girls like it. I get a lot of emails from women about that album.
All right.
Yeah.
I got to get out that
so
way,
what you
man.
Say
again,
to your
I've
ladies?
Been out there since we recorded the Real People stuff, but I really got to get back out
of
that.
Of course, the Real People stuff as well, yeah. So what was it like getting down with the Real People?
Oh, man, that was an amazing experience. Mike Pato is an amazing instrumentalist. I mean, you know, I actually have some new things that I'm working with him on, you know, what happened in the works. He's just a really great guy, Ali. They just embraced me, brought me over, like I said, and we just really hit it really hard. Ali Lazarus, we hit it really hard from the gate. I mean, I was only there for like a week, so it was like every day was a new tune. And I just got to... I didn't really get to see much of the UK, to be honest. I really just went from my hotel to the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was an amazing work experience because, you know, it was a different style of music than I really have on my album.
Yeah.
But yet, you know, it's all connected because soul is all connected. So, you know, it's like whether the backbeats are, you know, tribal or just like, you know, mid-tempo kind of soul type tunes, it's all connected, especially when it comes to the writing and the vocals, you know, for me at least.
Yeah.
So it was a really good experience working with them.
Good to work with them, yeah. So, it's all about you on the show tonight, Darian. So,
all right.
Before, you know, without any further ado, let's get into the amazing album, If These Walls Could Talk, and the track that we just said, Just Can't Wait. In fact, we're going to go with 3 joints back to back from the album, yeah?
All right.
So stay with us on the other side.
This is Colourful Radio.
We're here with Darian live from New York City talking about his sensational album, If These Walls Could Talk. Darian played 3 joints back-to-back from the album there. Do you want to tell us about those?
Yeah, most definitely. First cut was Just Can't Wait, produced by my main man, Jeremy Mage. The second cut was Saturday. That was produced by Noel Zancanella. And the third cut, Nowhere, was produced by myself with instrumentation by Robert Stevens. Let me make a quick shout-out. I got an IM from my friend in Sweden, Asaya. She's on the thing, and she's tuning in, so I just wanted to give her a big shout because she made me. We stopped. But, yeah.
So we got the Sweden crew in the house tonight as well.
Yeah. You big time, man. So, you know, it's cool. We get a lot of love. People tuning in from all over.
Good. That's what we like to hear.
Yeah. Definitely.
So,
but as far as the first cut, I just want to say, like, it's interesting because my manager just can't. We were trying to figure out how we were going to put the album together as far as the order. You know, that was really important as well, trying to put together the story of the album and how it would move.
Yeah.
And in the beginning of that song, you know, I say "Smile," which I was really just talking to myself, telling myself it was like a late night session. I was by myself tracking vocals, and you know, if you smile like before you do your vocals, a lot of times you can like kind of like give a brighter sound to your vocal.
Mm-hmm.
So I just ended up recording that, and that ended up being on the cut. And when I sent the rough track to my manager, he was like, "Yeah, we should start the album like that." And we hemmed and hawed about it, went back and forth, and then it ended up just really being the perfect cut to start the album off, just because of that whole thing. So
yeah,
just wanted
definitely.
To throw that out.
I like that start, "Smile."
Right, right.
So the second joint, Saturday, that's more of a club vibe, yeah?
That's yeah, yeah.
About
Saturday is more like a club vibe. The inspiration for that song really came from really the track itself. Like, as soon as I heard it, a lot of times the tracks will just talk to me, you know, and I mean, it kind of threw that vibe out. And I had just seen the movie Car Wash not too long before that, and I just, it kind of brought me to that time period, and it kind of like the whole thing with the DJ voice in the beginning, I like started off like that.
Mm.
It was like the DJ was kind of like the narrator for that movie, and that's kind of how I was throwing Saturday together, to like have this DJ kind of basically saying, you know, every day is Saturday, and you know, passing it off like that. So that's pretty much how it. And again, like I said, big ups to Noel Zancanella because he put the fire on that track, so that enabled me to just get right into it.
So the third track, was that Nowhere?
Yes, the third track,
Nowhere. I love the smoothness of that joint.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that. The third track actually is like, my grandmother had passed a little while back, and it was an interesting track because it kind of came out of a dream I had. I had this dream where I was like on the bed side of someone that had passed or was kind of in a coma, and I'm kind of talking to them, you know, talking to them while they're in this coma. That's what the three verses are really about, like just saying, you know, no matter what, I'm gonna be here for you. And it just ended up being like right around the same time as my grandmother had passed, and you know, I had dedicated that song to her because it just, I don't know, it was kind of the same vibe when I was writing it. That's where I was at, my head was anyway.
Mm.
You know,
so the album itself, yeah, I'll tell you why I think it's done so well in the UK. yeah,
alright,
because it's quite a mid-tempo to up-tempo album. Now, most of the albums we seem to get from the States, they've got, you know, a hell of a lot of download tracks on. And I love my download, yeah?
Uh-huh.
I love my slow joints. But, you know, I've been fiending for a while for an album that's got a lot of mid-tempo tracks on. And every track is just bumping. That's what I like.
Well, that's like the hip hop side of me, man. I mean, I love slow joints as well.
Yeah. Was that an intentional thing though with the album to keep it more up tempo?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, again, I really vibe to like, you know, Dilla and things like that. You know, so that kind of vibe, I wanted to bring that across.
Yeah.
And even when I rock with a band, I want to have the opportunity to, like, I don't want to lull them to sleep. You know, I mean, I have a couple of ballads that I can do. And,
yeah, of course, yeah.
That nature, yeah. But I really want it to be more of a party and more of a, you know, an uplifting kind of experience.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think, you know, that's pretty much why the album ended up being that way. Plus the content, a lot of the content, what I wanted to say, I just felt like the beat, maybe the beat will catch you first, and then after you hear the beat, you can start to listen to the lyrics, and the melodies, of course, will catch you as well, and then you'll start to really listen to the lyrics. And a lot of times, I think, if you work the other way around, it kind of gets lost, you know, your message can get lost.
Yeah, yeah. So this album, was it all written by yourself?
Yeah, I wrote every track on it. At this point, I haven't really done any collaborative writing. Not that I'm not into it, but I still have a lot of things I want to say. So I think it's difficult when you know what you want to say or you have your voice and letting other people kind of like speak your words. But again, I'm definitely open for my next project to work with other people. I'm actually looking forward to it just to see what will come out of it.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. So the album's, as we said, quality all the way. And, you know, so tell us how it all began for you.
Well, again, the title is If These Walls Could Talk, and really it's kind of like that. I mean, I wrote the entire album and recorded all the vocals in my home studio, and a lot of it took place in the midst of, like, you know, the middle of the night. You know, that's when I get my inspiration most of the time. It's like 2-3 in the morning kind of thing. So, I mean, it's titled as such because if you were like a fly on the wall here, you would really get a you get an inclination of what I've been doing or what I've been thinking and where my mind is at. Mm. As far as where I started, you know, I started off really as a rapper and a dancer. You know, that's actually what I started. I started off as a choreographer, to be honest.
Yeah.
And that moved me into working with rap acts, and I was like choreographing things for them. And then I started to really get in touch with my musical side and started writing, you know, and working with MCs or whatever. And then I actually started off singing when I was younger. And then, like, when your voice changes, you know, puberty hits, you kind of go, oh, I guess that's over. And I kind of gave it up for a while.
Yeah.
But when I started doing choreography for R&B groups, I kind of got a love for it again. And one day I just got an opportunity to sing background for one of them. And that was it. It was over. I was like, yeah, I think I'm back on. I want to do this.
Mm.
And the hip-hop groups that I was part of, we were more like, kind of like the Fugees kind of thing, you know.
Okay, yeah.
You know, where you have harmonics and you have harmonies in your hooks and things like that. But, you know, this industry is rough, you know, and it takes you through a lot of twists and turns. And on my final, or on my last turn, I decided, you know what, I'm just going to go on my own, say what I have to say, and just really kind of take the crutches away and see how I walk on my own, you know, on my own.
Mm.
And that's really, really where I got to as far as working on this album. We did a project prior to this called The Last Demo,
which was titled
that because I had decided I wasn't doing any more demos. The next stop was going to be a full-length album.
Okay.
And again, you know, this album is all the conversations that I had with people and with myself since the last demo.
Wow.
So, a lot of info, but that's kind of how it went down, you know.
So you did an EP before and you worked with the real people as well. But
yep.
Really, this is your sort of first foray into doing an album. And you've come out of an album like this? That's incredible.
Yeah, this is the first. I mean, again, you know, my thing was to take the time to get it right. Everything we wanted to do, we wanted to do it at the best level we could. I mean,
okay,
you know, even the album has like kind of two motifs. It has one side of it, which is live instrumentation, where we went to the studio and recorded live with live musicians. And then the other side has the you know, the MIDI tracks that we did with some live instrumentation. Like, I might bring a bass player in or whatever. If we had unlimited budget, I don't know, maybe certain things would have turned out different. I might have had a live string section or something, you know, whatever the case is. But for
I don't want it
had,
any different, man.
Did every single
I don't
thing
want it any good. Different. I like that album.
Yeah, man, no, I'm just saying, you know, like, it's dealing with what your limitations are. We tried not to let them limit the sound of the album. So I'm just saying, like, you know, we dealt with everything we had. We tried to bring it to the utmost, whether it was, you know, the artwork, whatever we had, we tried to bring it to the level that, you know, we could compete with the big boys, pretty much, is what we're trying to do.
Yes,
you know, and if anybody in the UK, everybody that's listening, I should say, you know, definitely, we're a small company, so we're trying to, like, do a word-of-mouth thing. So definitely, you know, recommend it to your friends, because I want to get out there and perform for the UK.
Definitely.
You know, I really want to do that. That's where I want to be and do
you know what? We got to hook that up, yeah?
That's what's up, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll sort out a colourful radio party.
Yeah.
And you can be the live act.
Let's get that happening. Let's get Miles Anthony, my manager, on the phone and make that happen.
That would be nice. So, the album itself, so you're an independent label.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's signed in this country, is it, at the moment, or...?
No, at this moment we're just doing distribution, like
to
a couple of different shops. So it's Righteous Music Records is the company, and we're just distributing, at least in the UK at the moment, through the US.
With an album sounding this rounded and professional, it must have taken you a long time. I mean, how many years have these tracks sort of been in your head or that you put down demos for? Because it's so polished.
It's taken longer, actually, once it was done to get the polish on it. Because to be honest with you, the writing process and the recording process really didn't take that long. It's more so the finishing, you know, like when you get the strong ideas down and then you go, oh, man, you know, the mixing process took a little while, you know, getting the artwork and stuff right, and even getting the order, you know, all of that kind of stuff. It's a lot more work than you originally think, because, you know, I'm thinking as an artist, I just got to write and record this stuff and it's done, you know, but there is definitely a lot more to it, especially if you want to bring it to the next level.
Mm.
You know, so we probably were toying with things for maybe, I would say, around maybe 2 years or so.
All right.
Maybe a little bit longer in dealing with trying to get it out.
Yeah.
But, again, the writing and recording process probably might have been a year.
Okay.
You know, and that's just with, you know, obviously not like a year of writing straight, but just like, okay, now we got to get the budget to get the live instruments together. Now, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Just piecing it all together, yeah?
Yes, sir. Definitely.
So your influences, they must be wide.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm from a Caribbean background. You know, I mean, I grew up in Jamaica, spending summers with my family, and you know, I mean, there's a lot of reggae influence in me. You know, definitely, like I said, a lot of hip hop influence. I just came from this party, and I mean, the DJ was throwing on all this hip hop, and I was losing my mind because that's my backdrop. You know, for me at least, I'm definitely like a hip hop kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I also love the old school. Like, you've been playing some songs in the breaks, and we're just like, oh, man, this is crazy, man. I got to get out there because you guys listen to, I don't want to, like, disrespect anybody's taste, whatever, but, I mean, I really love the kind of music y'all play, you know, which is the kind of music I listen to and the type of music I write, you know.
Mm. We're filling that niche here at Colorful.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
You know?
I hear that.
Supporting the cool new music and bringing the old music back and getting it the respect it deserves.
Right, exactly, exactly, man.
So your influence is people like Stevie Wonder, Marvin, Donny Hathaway, well, yeah?
All the greats, definitely. Roberta Flack. Pretty much any strong soul person's catalog is probably my influence. One thing that's a little bit different for me, and definitely a lot of gospel artists as well, like Kim Burrell,
okay.
Frank
that's
McComb.
Cool. That's cool.
But one of the things for me that's maybe a little different than most artists is I actually don't really listen to a lot of music when I'm writing, and since I've been writing kind of strong for a while, I haven't listened to a lot, just because I think it's pretty easy to like pick up other people's melodies and things if you're not really conscious of what you're doing while you're doing it, you know. So it's funny, like when people ride in my car with me, a lot of times I don't have the radio on and they kind of bug out about it.
That's good
because you know they used to having their stuff on.
That's good.
For me, I still have a lot to say, and I don't really want it to be infused with anybody else's ideas. So a lot of times I don't listen to a lot of music. So,
you start being influenced by
me, I can't even name people off the top of my head because right now I'm not really listening to a lot of people, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Otherwise, you start being influenced by all sorts of people on the radio, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I've done, well, not the radio here, to be real with you. I don't think our radio is going to influence me too much. But, you know, like if I listen back to my CD collection or, you know, or the radio stations that I dig here, you know, because I've done it in the past and I'm like, man, that's hot. What is that?
Yeah.
And
then
I'm like, oh, I know why that's hot because I've heard it before, you know?
Yeah.
So I've been trying to, you know, balance it out, but as of late, not so much. I haven't really been listening too much.
And if one of these major labels snaps you up, I just want to make sure that you don't do a duet with T-Pain.
Oh, no. No disrespect to T-Pain. I give him his props. Everybody has their space.
But that's not our flavor on the show.
My thing is no auto-tune. You know, like, I'm not really for that. Like, you know, I don't know. I feel like our music somehow is becoming really robotic. It started with, with a lot of like syncopated kind of like synth lines that were really being generated by the synths that you buy.
Then
now you have vocals that are being quantized and pitched. So, you know, before you know it, really, you won't even need an artist to do a song. You just put like an algorithm in a computer and then they'll spit it out if you like that kind of thing.
Mm.
For me, I like the intricacies and actually the mistakes that a human person makes. That's why I like live music because it's not perfect and it's not, you know, it changes. It's like, you know, it's organic in the nature of it. It constantly is evolving and moving around, you know. Mm. And that's my main problem with music of today, you know, whether it's even the ideas that are being recycled to the, you know, the beats or whatever, you know. So that would be my only gripe with getting with some of these people. But, you know, again, big up to them and what they do because they have an audience for that as well, you know.
Mm. But it's all about you right now.
Hi.
Darian, he's here live from New York City on the phone. We're here talking about his incredible album, If These Walls Could Talk. Let's get back into another joint from the album, Darian. In fact, we're going to do another free back-to-back, yeah?
Okay, cool. Let's definitely throw in some live stuff. So let's let him hear Composure.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe throw in another up-tempo, Gone, and maybe the third one I'll leave up to you. Or...
I know what we're doing for number three.
Okay,
We're doing Sail Through, yeah?
There it is.
This is Colorful Radio.
Here with my special guest live on the phone from New York City tonight, Darian.
Yes, sir.
Three fantastic joints back to back again. You know, I don't know which cut to pick on the album. They're all so good.
Well, that's a good problem to have, right? So that's really what's good. Well, let me speak on those those joints you played.
Yeah.
I just want to say Composure, definitely one of my favorite songs to do live. And we jam out on that. And it's interesting, too, because, you know, the album version is almost 5 minutes, I think. And we've had comments on that, you know, as far as like, wow, you know, it's in this day and age, I know songs are usually limited to like 3 minutes or whatever it is. But, you know, when it feels good, man, I think you should just let it ride out. And I mean, we haven't had any complaints. I think people just enjoy it as is, you know. So that's been a great tune. Again, Philosophy produced that, you know, big ups to him. And the next tune was Gone, which was produced by Noel Zancanella. That was actually the last song that was recorded for the album. He sent me this track, and I just, like, immediately locked into it. And I was contemplating leaving my job at the time because I was like, all right, I got to go full out with this thing, you know, one way or another. And Gone is a track basically about that process of deciding, you know, I'm going to move to the next level and, you know, basically go all out. And I mean, when that song was finished, just the rough of it, I used to play it every day for the last couple of days that I was going to work. I mean, I played it every time I walked in and every time I walked out just to kind of give me strength to, you know, stay with my path, you know. So that's a special song to me for sure.
Yeah.
And Sail Through is a song that has been around for a little bit. That's probably one of the earliest songs recorded for the album. We've had a lot of success with that. You know, a lot of people have phoned through. At the time that we did Sail Through, you know, to be honest with you, it was like one of those things. I was a little bit concerned that if that was the only song out, people might take me for a jazz artist because I have a lot of jazz influences and I love jazz. And, you know, I searched out to get a horn part recorded for that live and everything. But I still wanted people to know that my roots were going to be, or the album would be more, I guess, along the lines of what it has turned into, you know, so I was a little concerned with that. But it's been well received for like a really long time. It's been, you know, a favorite for people for a while. While I can remember, I wanted to give a big shout out to Pamela Monroe. She's out there right now. She's from the U.S. and she's out there for a month on work, and she's been a big supporter, and I really appreciate that. And Soul Jones, who did the interview,
of course, Dan,
in Echoes Magazine, and that's how actually I think we got this interview as well.
Absolutely,
definitely big ups to Soul Jones.
Yeah, shout out to Dan Dodds, Soul Jones.
Yep,
for putting us in touch.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and trying to bring real music back to the forefront.
It is.
Now, Darian, you've had some critical reviews of your album, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just read this.
Right.
If you are hungry for the return of real music, then pull up a chair to Darian's table and eat. if these walls could talk, it's your appetizer, entree, and dessert all in one album. If you threw D'Angelo music, John Legend, Stevie Wonder into a blender, you might get something that sounds like Darian. This album is personal, thoughtful, and not rushed. Darian's smooth, controlled, and articulate voice, backed by outstanding musicians, tells a story in each song. From beginning to end, this soulful album grabs your attention and keeps it. Each track has its own personality, yet the album feel is consistent. An excellent blend of electronic and real instruments coupled with flawless production and excellent writing gives this album presence. Now, you couldn't have got a better review than that, could you?
I couldn't have got a better review than that, man. I mean,
I like the wording as well. It's good.
A lot of the review, that was New Soul Magazine, right?
Mm.
Okay, yeah. A lot of the reviews that came through, I started worrying. I was like, man, people are gonna think we put people up to these, because I mean, they were like the kind of review you dream about getting about your project, you know. Just that people got it. They got that what we were trying to put across was such an important thing, you know. I know that we did a non-traditional approach in the days of today as far as the length of the album.
You
know, some of the decisions that we made were not conventional for today. But I was hopeful that there were enough people like myself and, you know, my manager, we basically bounced the ideas off each other, that was pretty much how we did it, that were in tune with the same vibe that we were. And, you know, even, like, I know your listeners are kind of like, I'm one of your listeners, you know, so the music that you play is the music I listen to, so that's the kind of music I wanted to make, you know, and the fact that people got it and wrote about it as such, man, is just an incredible feeling for me, you know.
Yeah. Now, it's one thing to produce such a quality album all the way through, but how difficult is it as an independent artist to actually market it as well?
That's the phase that we're in now. I mean, I got to be honest, I'm new to this side of it. I've been really like, it's interesting when you have to wear so many different hats. you know, like you got to, we use this reference, me and Miles, we use the reference all the time about stepping out of the kitchen. You know, here it is, you're a chef, but now you got to serve the food, you know.
Yeah.
And it is a bit of a struggle, you know. It can get a little bit difficult. Hard as hell would be is part of the phrase that you'd want to use for it. But the rewards are good, too. You know, like I said, when you get reviews like that, you know that you're in the right direction with what you're doing. I mean, it lets you know you're doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely is hard to reach different markets. That's why I'm so thankful for people like yourself and, you know, the listeners that search out this music. Because I know in this day and age, you actually have to search for it. It's not fed to you, like, by the mass media and things like that. So, you know, just the fact that people go on their own to look for it
or are told about it through people like yourself is
amazing for us, you know. But that too, that wearing the hats thing is definitely difficult. Like even tonight, we're going to go out to some shows and, you know, always having to promote. I'd rather really be in the kitchen, you know. I mean, I feel like I'm more of a cook. I want to be preparing it, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, but within time, as time moves on, man, you know, as our operation expands and as, you know, as things are received and we start making some moves, I think things will change and I can stay in the kitchen a little bit more.
Yeah. I think it was written. I think the path is laid for you.
I appreciate
you
that.
You just got to follow it.
Real talk, I appreciate that for sure.
So the resurgence in real music right now is nice, isn't it? Yeah,
it definitely is.
Is it nice to be part of yourself?
For sure, definitely. I mean, you know, there's a lot of great music that has been out, and you know, I'm one of those people searching for it. You know, I'm up and down, and there's been a lot of artists for a long time now that, you know, that I know of, you know, and I'm sure you play quite often, like Eric Robeson, Angela Johnson, Anthony David,
you know,
Chandler, all these people that it's just they're not in the mainstream media, you know. So, like, watching them move up and seeing that they had the perseverance to keep on their path has also helped.
That's inspired you,
there's a community of everybody trying to make this happen. And, again, you know, as long as there are listeners, and I know there are tons of listeners that are hungry for things that they're not being given, there's a huge market for people like myself. Even if the majority of the people were interested in the music that's being played on the mainstream radio, there's another side of that is not being serviced at all. And that's something we've seen because, you know, we've gotten a lot of people hitting us up, you know, and again, as you see the reviews based on people that are looking for that music, and to be part of it is great.
Yeah. I think eventually the cream does rise to the top.
Yeah. I'm hoping. That's what we're hoping for.
Well, it's happened, obviously, with people like Eric Robeson is real big over here now, you know.
I think
it's good that, you know, the internet is a blessing, really, for the independent artists, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. Big ups to Eric Robeson, by the way. I see him quite often. He's got a show out here tomorrow that we'll be going to, so.
Okay, cool. So you can get the album, as we said earlier, CD Baby, Amazon as well, and Soul Brother Records in London, in Putney in London, to be precise.
Yep, and you can also go direct, even if you just go there just to check out some additional information for myself, righteousmusicmedia.com. You can buy the album there as well.
Okay, hit us up with that website again.
righteousmusicmedia.com. And for those that might be a little spelling impaired, we'll do righteous musicmedia.com. You can check out my MySpace. That's myspace.com/DarianOnline. I got some blogs up there and some additional like information on things I've been doing and some of the cuts up there as well to listen to. And the album is being sold on iTunes as well as Rhapsody, Amazon, CD Baby, and again, like you said, Soul Brother.
Spreading the word.
Yeah.
So, Darren, we don't want to take up too much more of your time because I know it's probably a nice afternoon there in New York, yeah?
Yeah, it's the weather's finally starting to break.
Is the weather as good as over here?
We've had a lot of terrible weather this year, man. So, you know, I'm happy for. I think this weekend is going to be like 80 degrees here, so, you know, I'm
nice.
Excited for that.
Okay. I think it's going to be the same here.
Oh, great. That's what's up.
But maybe with a bit of breeze.
Well, I hope next time I get out there, the weather's cool. That's the one thing. Last time I was there, it rained a bit. So I'm hoping next time I get to come out, you know, I get to be out and about and running around and you know, we make something happen of that, like that.
No, it'd be raining, man.
He said, no, for sure, it's going to be raining. Well, one day.
If you come in August, you might be all right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So let's just touch briefly on your future as well, Darren. I know we're obviously playing the album that's on the streets now. What's the future hold and what are you planning for the next album?
Well, basically right now, you know, we're definitely strongly promoting this album. We're trying to do some shows and get some shows lined up. I, I'm of course, you know, like I said, I'm a chef, so I'm going to be in the kitchen. I've been writing. I have quite a bit lined up for a next setup. You know, there'll be some surprises, you know, but basically, you know, my formula remains, which is I just try and keep songs strong with song production. And, you know, that's going to be it for my next set of things. But right now, for sure, we're just trying to, you know, spread the word with this album, If These Walls Could Talk, try and get some shows in the UK, maybe Japan, and just really kind of spread the word and spread the album. And just do as much promotion as we can. Again, wearing that other hat for a while.
So before you go, Darren, your message to the underground and to your fans.
Well, again, my message would be thank you, thank you, thank you for searching out this music and music like this, because I think you're going to be rewarded with all the gems that you're going to find. I mean, there's a lot of it out there. I appreciate everybody that's linked out to me on MySpace or Facebook or whatever it is, just to say that they appreciate the album or just any comments they have whatsoever, because that helped to drive me to where I am and to get it done along the way, as we were just releasing one and two cuts to get some feedback. And to all the DJs like yourself, Stretch, I just want to say thank you, really, for exposing this music and letting people know about me. Really, just, I mean, you're my voice, you know what I mean, to reach everyone. And
we're the disciples.
You know, I'm grateful for that, man, believe it. And a big ups to Soul Brother Records over there, who's definitely spreading the word and getting the record out.
We just want to play good music on the show.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to be part of that. I'm glad to be part of that and considered amongst that. That's real.
Yeah.
So again, last thing, big up Righteous Music Media. So you can go there, and my manager Miles Anthony, if you are there any bookings or anything like that, you can be reached on that website as well.
Absolutely. So we're going to get into a couple more joints from the album, Darren. I just want to say thank you for taking the time out to phone us live from New York City this afternoon. Well, this afternoon for you, evening for us.
All right, nearly
midnight. So thank you once again. It's been a big pleasure, and I want to big up to Miles as well for hooking the interview up, and also to Soul Jones, Dan, who we said earlier. And I just want to wish you all the success for this album, Darren, all the success that you should get.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Hopefully next time, man, we'll be talking, I'll be in studio with you. You know what I mean?
Definitely, yeah. Let's try and hook that up, and hopefully at the same time you'll have some live shows in London as well.
Exactly.
That just leaves me to say thank you, Darren, sir. Good luck with the album, and we'll be busting it heavy for months to come, that's for sure. Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks again, bro.
This is Colourful Radio.